of gladness with your presence. In the holy name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. We all know the joy of seeing someone, being in the presence of someone you love dearly after a long time away from them. It could be a family gathering, a get-together of loved ones, being in their presence after a long time, reminiscing over past memories, making new memories together. It's always a joy to be in the presence of the ones that you love dearest. It's why I remember a couple years ago in ministry, so many lamenting to me how unfortunate it was for when people were quarantined and not being able to gather together with loved ones, even as a church family for 3-4 months, however long it was. How unfortunate it was not to be in the presence of each other, in the midst of the people that we love dearest. Because it's exactly how God has created us to be. He's created us to be people in presence with one another, to be in relationships with one another, to be in community with one another. It's how he's created us to be as human beings. It's a beautiful thing for all people to be in community with one another, whether you're extroverted or introverted. It doesn't matter. Even in small doses, we still enjoy being in the presence of one another. I think that we have been made this way because our God is exactly the same. A God who is constantly desiring to be in the midst of his creation, to be in relationship with his creation, especially with the crown jewel of his created world, with us, humanity. To be in the presence of his creation. He's God of presence. A God who is constantly creating from the very beginning of the world when he spoke everything into being through his holy and precious word. And from that point on, even after the fall into sin, God was constantly making his presence known to his people. Whether it be directly through the miraculous signs and wonders that he did in the midst of the Israelites throughout the Old Testament, or through his prophets and his judges and his kings. And even more so, God makes his presence known in the midst of Israel there as he sends his son Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, the promise of his great love. The very reason why God would come into the world and restore what he had first created, to restore what had been broken by humanity and through sin and death that was brought into the world by sin and the fall by Adam and Eve and all who came after them, he sends his son to restore that presence, that relationship between God and creation. And then after that, as we just celebrated last week in the Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection, we see God continuing to make his presence known in his people, for his church. Even after Jesus leaves and ascends back into heaven, God is still making his presence known in the world by his Holy Spirit. As his Holy Spirit is leading and guiding people to follow him, to follow the example that Jesus first set perfectly for the world, to be inspired by God's word, to be inspired by his gifts of forgiveness and life, to be inspired to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world, to be the physical embodiment of Jesus in the world as we share our lives together. As we see this description of a present God, a God who is creating and restoring and inspiring constantly throughout the course of human history, we see that our world is much different. We see that the people in this world live much differently than the God who makes his presence known. We see a world and a people in this created world that rather than creating new and beautiful relationships with one another, we rather destroy in our sinfulness. We destroy through hate and anger, through divisions, through actions and words that break down rather than build up others, relationships are destroyed. Rather than following the example set by the Son who restores and forgives, rather than restoring broken relationships, we rather separate even more and seek to divide each other in our sin. And rather than inspiring each other, inspiring the world to live as God intended us to live, we follow the pattern of routineness. The same pattern of sin and brokenness that sets us apart from one another and sets us apart from our loving God who is constantly seeking to be in relationship with us. We follow the routine of sin and brokenness. And yet in the midst of this broken and chaotic world of disorder, the God of presence, the God who seeks constantly to be in relationship with all that he has made, continues to make himself known to you and to the world, even today. Our God continues to make himself known and reveals his presence to his church and to the whole world as he continues to create and restore and inspire his world. As he continues to create and restore and inspire especially his people, you, his church. As he continues to create new life through saving faith. As we'll get the witness later on this morning after worship in the baptism of Easton and Breon. It's in that gift, those gifts of baptism, and even in the Lord's Supper that he continues to create and sustain new life-saving faith. A God who seeks to create that relationship with us and with all people, as our God desires not the death of the wicked, but that all people in the world would be saved and come to the knowledge of salvation, as St. Paul continues by saying in the New Testament. We see God continuing even more so to restore us. To restore us in a broken and sin-filled world, to restore us through his gifts of forgiveness and life. It's why we made the switch to have communion celebrated every single weekend. Because it is here that we celebrate that God comes to us in Jesus through his physical body and blood to forgive you. To strengthen your faith, to restore what has been broken, to restore us together as the community, as we share in this meal with one another. It's not just a meal for yourself, it's a meal for all of us together to restore what has been broken, not just between us and God, but to restore what has been broken even in our own relationships with each other. And thus, as God continues to restore us in his Son, he now inspires us, just as he did with the apostles at Pentecost. As we celebrated and remembered last weekend, the Holy Spirit continues here even today on Trinity Sunday and every day to inspire us by his word. To hear his word with gladness and to rejoice that even though Jesus has ascended back to the right hand of the Father, even though Jesus is no longer physically, bodily present in our midst, we know that Jesus is still present where his gifts are given, where he promises to be for us, and where he promises to be in his word and in his grace, in his forgiveness and life. He continues to give these things to you by his Holy Spirit, to believe in the Lord God, to believe in the God who seeks and desires so deeply to have that relationship with you and with the whole world. And thus, our present God sends us out to live differently then. To live differently from the rest of the world that we see around us that is in so much disorder and chaos, that is so far gone from what God originally intended for the world to be, so far gone from what God originally intended you, humanity, and me, all people, to be. It's this God who restored that relationship in Jesus who now sends us out to live differently from the rest of the world. As we seek to follow the example of our loving God, as we seek to be in relationships with one another here in this place called St. Mark, with the whole entire church, and even with the whole world around us, as we seek by the Holy Spirit's strength and power working through us to create those new relationships in Christ, to bring more people to the saving knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead, so that they too can receive that saving gift of faith and receive the gifts of a God who seeks to be in that relationship with us, to thus restore each other and forgive one another. In a world that seeks to divide each other and conquer one another through hate and anger, God sends us out to be his forgiving people, to follow the example of Christ's love as John sets in his epistles. For God loved us, so we too ought to love one another. God knows us by this, that we are people of his love. The love of his son Jesus pouring out through his people as we share our lives together, forgiving and restoring relationships that are broken, bridges that have been burnt through the gospel. The gospel alone guiding us, leading us to restore what is broken, to build back up, to build back relationships that have been broken through forgiveness. And thus then going out, being forgiven people by God and forgiven people with one another, we go out inspired by God's word and inspired by what God has first done for you, to be an inspiration to not just each other, but the world that sorely needs to hear the gospel. To inspire the world as you are the physical embodiment of Jesus in this world until he comes again. As you're the hands and feet of Jesus, as you serve and as you love others, as you share the gospel message, as you be that loving neighbor to your neighbor as Jesus commands his people to be. All because God has created us to be people in relationship, not just with him, but with one another. It's how God, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has always intended his creation to be. It's why he came into the world to redeem it, to save it, to die for it, to rise again for it, so that day by day until eternity, we might return back to what that created order was meant to be always. To be in the presence of a God who loves all that he has made. To be in the presence of a God who continues to love what he has made even now. All because of who he is. A God who creates, restores, and inspires. May God give us the strength to follow the example of great love, to live in that relationship with one another as we wait for that day to fully be in the presence of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the holy name of Jesus and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may guard your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Having heard the word of